Community Radio Station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the cancellation of SFU football, along with scores from the BC Premier and Northwest Leagues. First up in the second half is Yako Yako's Furby P. Here is Impetus. That was impetus from Yako Yako's Verb EP. I'd like to shift gears to the cancellation of SFU football at this time. On May 16th, the SFU Football Alumni Society tweeted a transparent process is moving forward with McLaren Global Sports Solutions, which was hired by the SFU administration by the president, Joy Johnson. Also, there have been rumblings of the football dressing room and training facilities access, which means SFU football has been denied access to their dressing room and training facilities since the cancellation, which has prompted skepticism from SFU track and field supporters regarding the sincerity of the SFU administration in reviving the SFU football program.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Jerome Ford's self-titled album, Dear Misery.
very far. Give me your arm, I'll give you my heart, and we'll dance beneath the willow trees, trembling in the dark, trembling in the dark.
I'd like to discuss the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC's high school players, with many earning baseball scholarships, with some being drafted by Major League Baseball teams. Four doubleheaders were on tap for May 13th. The host Parksville Royals doubled up the Coquitlam Reds 6-3 before a 3-2 loss at Inouye Wallace Field. The Abbotsford Cardinals swept the visiting Victoria Eagles 8-7 and 5-4 at Del Air Park. The Victoria Mariners deep six the host Delta Blue Jays 16-2 before a 5-2 loss at Mackey. And the visitors Okanagan Athletics blitzed the Langley Blades 14-2 before an 8-2 drubbing for a split at McLeod Athletic. Five doubleheaders took place on May 14th. Okanagan edged Langley 5-4 before a 5-0 loss at McLeod Athletic. Victoria Eagles doubled the host White Rock Tritons 6-3 before a 14-3 shellacking for a split at South Surrey Athletic. The Mid-Island Pirates swept Coquitlam 11-8-3-1 at Nanaimo Seroxman, that is Coquitlam Reds. The Wally Chiefs sunk the Victoria Mariners 12-1 before a 6-5 loss at Surrey's Wally Athletic. And the UBC Thunder whacked the host Abbotsford Cardinals 12-6 before a 1-0 loss at Del Air Park. Just a minute, please. Let me look if what I just said was correct. Just bear with me for a few seconds. So, yes, the UBC Thunder split with Abbotsford Cardinals at Del Air, which is in Abbotsford. 12-6 win for UBC in Game 1. 1-0 win for Abbotsford, Game 2. Where am I? There were two games on May 16th. White Rock shaded Wally 4-3 at South Surrey Athletic in an all-Surrey matchup, while the host UBC grounded Delta 6-1. On May 17th, North Shore bested the host Delta at Mackey in an 11-10 barn burner, whereas Coquitlam defeated the visitors White Rock 5-3 at Mundy. On May 18th, Langley blanked the host North Shore 2-0 at North Vancouver's Parkgate Park, while Coquitlam downed Wally 7-2 at Wally Athletic. Tonight sees Langley against Wally at in Wally Athletic. The first pitch is at 7 p.m.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Premier Baseball League. And Mid Island Pirates are first at 12-4. Langley Blaze are second at 12-5. UBC Thunder are third at 12-6. White Rock Tritons fourth at 10-5. Delta Blue Jays fifth 8-6. Abbotsford Cardinals are 11-9-6. Victoria Eagles seventh 8-9. Coquitlam Reds eighth 9-12. Parksville Royals ninth 6-8. Wally Chiefs 10th, 9-14. Okanagan Athletics, 11th, 6-10. North Shore Twins, 12th, 4-10. And the Victoria Mariners are last at 5-14.
Let's get digital. Stay involved online this semester with CJSF, SFU's independent campus community radio station. From writing album reviews to producing video and audio, there are many ways you can volunteer remotely for CJSF.
Be the media.
I'm wondering how to start volunteering for CJSF.
Well, simply sign up online and go to cjsf.ca/signup or contact our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That is vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. For more information on how to become a CJSF volunteer, as well as the latest on new volunteer orientations and volunteer opportunities at CJSF,
CJSF 90.1.
It's diverse, independent, and yours.
Welcome back. The seventh band is John Vander Slice's Crystal 3.0 with Crystals 15, brackets 77. I would like to talk about the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. On May 13th, the Everett Aqua Sox bested the host Vancouver Canadiens 7-5 at Rogers Field. The visitors Hillsboro Hops cheated the Spokane Indians 6-5 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. And the Eugene Emeralds exercised the host Tri-City Dust Devils 10-2 at PK Park in Pasco, Washington. On May 14th, Everett thumped Vancouver 16-6. Spokane bested Hillsboro in a 9-8 barn burner, and Eugene blinded Tri-City 12-5. There were two venue changes on May 16th. Vancouver was shaded by the host Tri-City 4-3 at Pasco's PK Park. Everett jumped on the visitor Spokane 10-3 at Funko Field in an all-Washington matchup, and the host Eugene downed Hillsboro 5-2 at PK Park in an all-Oregon tilt. On May 17th, Tri-City tornadoed Vancouver 9-2, Spokane thumped Everett 10-2, and Hillsboro overwhelmed Eugene on 10-7. On May 18th, Vancouver fell to Tri-City 7-3, Spokane bested Everett in an 11-9 barn burner, and Eugene blanked Hillsboro 2-0. There are four games today. Vancouver plays a doubleheader against Tri-City with the second game, a makeup from April 16th. The first game is at 5 p.m. Pacific, with the second game after the completion of the first. Spokane continues in Everett, 7:05 Pacific, and Hillsboro resumes in Eugene at 7:35 Pacific.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noelle, at VOL_4_CJSF@SFU.ca. Again, that's VOL_4_CJSF@SFU.ca. Or you can visit our website, CJSF.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, the first half standings. Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are first at 20-15. Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are second at 18-15. Vancouver Canadians, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are third at 17-15. Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are fourth at 18-17. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are fifth at 17-18. And the Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are dead last at 13-23.
Broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, this is CJSF 90.1 reminding you to stay safe and that through campus community radio, you can let CJSF 90.1 listeners know about an important community event or a public service. Email your information to CJSFPSA@SFU.ca. That was CJSFPSA@SFU.ca. Let us know the where, the when, and the how, and we can take it from there. We would love to help your community service have a wider public engagement. Remember, email CJSFPSA@SFU.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 19 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, before 4, it is Gentle Parties, God, Complex, Remixed. with Bird Song featuring T. Crispo Nado remix.
All I can get is static or variations on the central...
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia.